Kevin Cassidy defeating the All-Ireland semi-final, but you boys can't be faulted for effort today.
No, probably not effort, but you know, we feel as if we played within ourselves a wee bit, to be honest. Listen, they're a very good outfit and they're as well sussed in their kickouts and what else, but you know, we felt that maybe we didn't go at them as hard as we probably could have went at them. That's the worst thing, and that's the thing that will hurt over the next couple of weeks. But you know, as you say, it's fantastic to get here. It's a fantastic journey. That's their ninth semi-final. That's our first. So maybe that gap just told towards the end, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose their experience at this stage of the competition in recent years was telling.
Yeah, they just seemed to get, when we got close to them, they just seemed to be able to edge another score. And we were finding it difficult to find our rhythm and to find those wee kind of passes that would normally flow for us were breaking down today. We gave them way too much possession, and turnover and stuff for that day. But listen, to be honest, yeah, absolutely sick, but tremendously proud of that young group of lads, that they're a credit to their families and their club.
Yeah. Listen, at half time you were 5 points down, and I suppose their second goal was the big sucker punch of the first half.
Yeah, and to be honest, even going down at five points down, we couldn't wait to get in, because I thought if we regrouped, looking out, it's easy for me standing, I can see everything. Like, our players weren't at themselves, and I don't know if it was maybe we played it within ourselves a wee bit, or we didn't cut loose as much as we want to cut loose. And as I say, that's the hardest thing that will hit us in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then into the second half, your score got it back to two, and at that stage you had a good period, you know, with a better team, and you seemed to have the edge on them, but it was just they found a wee screw just after that managed to put them in control again. They had three unanswered scores.
Yeah, we did come at them, and once we did go at them, we looked dangerous, but credit them, you know, they never panicked, and they're a good outfit, and they're well drilled, and they just could get the right men on the right ball at the right times, and they would just click another score over just to edge in front. But listen, it's an experience, it's a learning curve for our guys, you know.
Yeah, listen, it's been an experience, as you say, and you say you're feeling sick today, but when you reflect back on the journey that this side has had to the year of the championship, it's been some stage, maybe in the next couple of weeks you might look back and say it was good. Donegal and Ulster champions.
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, Ulster and Donegal is the last thing that remains today. Yeah. And you know, as you say, as time goes on, we'll maybe reflect. But you know, to be honest, we felt we were good enough to get the one today, to go to Croke Park. We watched them closely. We knew what they were about. But we thought if we brought our A game, we would really product them. We didn't bring our A game, and that's going to hurt.
You mentioned it earlier about them at the semi-finals that Corrifan have played in. This is Guido's first. Corrifan actually lost five and have won four. So they've had to go the hard route at times as well, and maybe this is the learning that this Guido team need maybe to push on next year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it is. You learn, win or lose in a semi-final, you pick wee things up. You know, we'll take things away from that game today. We'll go back in probably 4 weeks' time back into our league structure in Donegal. You know what that's like. Yeah. That's like itself. Once a draw is made, it's going to be a minefield. It's all about maybe getting a wee rest and getting the bodies back up again. And you know, listen, to get out of Donegal is going to be a hell of a struggle this year. Now we may talk about Ulster or Ireland, but it's step by step, and we definitely learned a lot today.
Yeah, listen. Finally, by the way you're talking there, you sound as if you're going to be back playing with Guido next year, which I'm sure a lot of people will be delighted to hear.
Well, listen, I've missed the pre-season, that's great, so I'm happy out.
Eamon McGee, I suppose the dream's over here today.
Yeah, the dream's over. That's it's a hard one to take now. So when you put it like that there, it's just tough. But listen, that's football, hey? We were close enough, and we're just weren't good enough in the day, and that's the frustrating thing about it, that you know, there was an opportunity there. You know, we got back to 2 points. We conceded two goals against a very good Carfin team. And we got back to 2 points, and I thought maybe, you know, we would momentum would have took us through, but Carfin are just about a long time. They're just Gael, and they know how to win the game, and that's what they did.
I suppose you've shown a lot of character and resilience throughout this campaign, and you showed it plenty there again today. Like, there were times when you were 4 and 5 points down, but you never gave it up.
No, and you know, that's a credit to the lads, the credit to the younger boys, that they just kept going and going, and we just kept doing what we were supposed to do. And you know, their opportunities were there. Like, when we sit back to watch the game, that it'll be very, very frustrating. But listen, they're a very good team, and you just have to. Sometimes you just have to take it on the chin too.
Yeah, like they have a lot of pace and mobility about the middle third, but they also take their chances very well. Like, and you know, they got a couple of goal chances and they didn't miss them.
Yeah, and so one of the things that stood out from the, you know, on the stats and the lead up to it was they're a very clinical team. You know, they're not going to have lots and lots of attacks, but with the attacks they do, they're going to make sure they finish, and that stood out. So our goal probably was to limit the shots, and just it didn't work out. They got they were able to get frees, you know, and you know they were frees, a lot of them were frees, they got the goals, and they're just a very good outfit.
Yeah, it's been a great adventure, you know, Donegal champions, Ulster champions, so it's this time 12 months ago, you probably would have taken that, like, so it really has been quite the journey.
Ah yeah, listen, when you, in a few weeks you'll sit back and you'll look and think of that there, but this, we've lost an All-Ireland semi-final, an opportunity to play in Paddy's Day, and, you know, for the likes of Cass, Neil, myself, it's just, them chances aren't going to come around too often, but... Listen, that's football, you're not guaranteed anything, and it was just a great opportunity to be here, and hopefully now that the standard set for Gido and for Donegal, that they push on and this to become heavyweights in Ulster, and you know some, hopefully still be a Donegal team and make that breakthrough on Paddy's Day.
Yeah, finally, just before you go, the support you had here today in the stand was absolutely fantastic. They really backed you the whole way. They cheered you off the pitch. The people of Gidore and from Donegal in general, they really came out in full support today.
Yeah, that's one thing about the Gidore ones. And I was laughing. We were in the listening to the national anthem, and I says to Martin Call beside me that I thought the days of hearing that roar were over. You see, don't you only hear it in the big days, but. You know, when I ran out onto the field there and I heard the roar, I said, this is going to be good, like. And in fairness, they got behind us, and to the people of Donegal too, that, like, they rode in behind us too, and that, I think that's that was great. Like, the Gidore people are always going to run, they're passionate, they love their club, but to see the Donegal lads, like, people that normally are just giving you abuse of club games, to roll in behind you like that there, it was great, you know.
Christopher Sweeney, yous are all devastated leaving the dressing room here. I'm sure that wasn't a nice dressing room to be in.
No, definitely not. Terrain, just absolutely devastated here. That wasn't us. We there today, to be quite honest, we know the potential that we have, and we just didn't perform today. And you know, just that's the way it goes. Unfortunately, credit to Carl Finn. They battled and they stuck to their game plan well, and you know, it worked for them in the day, and just we fell short. But just kind of looking back and reflecting now over the last half hour, an hour there, just we could have performed much better, and we know that, like, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a learning curve, and hopefully it'll springboard a lot of them boys and most of us now next year, hopefully, to push it on and see where it takes us, you know.
Yeah, you built up so much momentum through the Ulster run, then you had an 11-week layoff. It's probably easy saying when you lose it, but did it have an effect out there, do you think?
Well, it was the same for them when you look at it, like, I suppose. But yeah, like, you know, it's just kind of when you're going into new territory, like, you know, you don't know what to expect. You have that in your mind. Does it help you? Does it not help you? Like, you know, and you know they're used to this kind of stage and what has to be done to prepare for the stage. Like, but look. But just, we know we performed below par today, and it's just absolutely devastating, to be quite honest, you know, because we were kind of quite confident coming up, and you know, the preparation has been perfect for us, like, you know, everything leading up to it, and the training we've done over Christmas, New Year leading up to it, you couldn't fault it. So just now, you know, we'll reflect back over the next few weeks and, you know, look forward now to the new season.
Yeah, I suppose the true sign of champions that they come back all the time when you can hit them for a few scores, and that happened a couple of times there today when Kevin got the goal, but then Corfin went down and got 2 points. Kate Mulligan got a great point, but then they came back and got the second goal, and they just seemed to be able to get that big score when they needed it.
Yeah, that second goal really killed us, to be quite honest. Like, you know, I was talking to Neil McGee there, and you know, he says, you know, it looked like the ball was going over the bar and it hit off my hand, and just kind of probably took that kind of deflection into the net, but sure, that's the way things go. But look, it was, I think it was 1 point leading up to that, and you know, if you're going at half time, maybe a point down or even level, you know, you'd be thinking, right, we can get at these, you know. But it was an uphill task really, and just, you know, we underperformed today. Yeah, Rain, you know, and that's the way it is.
I suppose that a lot has been mentioned of the great young talent that Gidore are bringing through, and you know, a lot of those lads were under 21 earlier on last year, you know, so those fellas are not even in their prime yet, so like, they're going to push Gidore on, and hopefully there'll be more days like this down the line.
Well, to say at this level, you know, you need to lose one before you win one, like, you know. And today has been a massive learning curve for us all, and, you know, I mean, we know now what it would take to win this kind of thing, or to push on to get to a final at least. But look, it'll help all those younger lads, especially. They're only 20, 21, 22, like, and then a few of us then just kind of over the 30 mark. But sure, look, we'll reflect now over the next few weeks, and again, just look forward to the Donegal League starting and the Donegal Championship then, and take it from there, you know.
Yeah, and finally, just to mention for the people of Gweedore, the people of Donegal, have shown you a lot of goodwill over the last couple of months. You know, very popular Ulster champions, and people were delighted to see you progress through to the All-Ireland semi-final, and I'm sure you're delighted with the support you got out there today.
Absolutely, like, just running out there, it gave you goosebumps because the atmosphere was just electric, you know. And it's a credit to everybody in Donegal that just, you know, sent good wishes, other club players and everything like that, there sending you good luck messages. It's really, really nice of them, and we, just on behalf of the Gweedore team, we want to thank each and every one of them that has sent us goodwill and that it came to the game today and supported us all year. And we're a proud team to be representing Donegal at this level, like, you know, and just thanks to every one of them.